Hey, beautiful faces. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I am your host, Sunny Morrison. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast, thank you for joining me. I provide topic discussion content, what everybody is thinking about, we are talking about. If you like content like this, be sure to tune in weekly for a new episode. Thank you for joining me. Let's start the show. So you know the saying where they say it gets better with age, meaning the older you get, the wiser you get, the less patience you have for BS, the more you get to see people for who they are. In other words, your third, fourth, fifth, and sixth eye opens up and it lets you understand who people really are. And why these people should no longer be a part of your everyday life. And even if you have to distance yourself from them completely, then that's what you do. Because it depends on you and the circumstances that these people are bringing in your life, or the circumstances that's going on. So we're going to talk about who we should have or why we should understand certain people should not be in our everyday life. Let's talk about it right now. So on my last episode, I know I mentioned that we were going to talk about what is the official new year. Well, this episode is totally different. There is another episode coming up to speak on that, because I think that's very important, because it's history and it's educational, and this podcast is very educational on things that we talk about, what everybody is thinking about. So today I am going to talk about how certain people are seasons, or people, period. It's not certain people, it's just people, period. And it doesn't exclude family members that are seasons in your life. And we have to understand when it's time for them to walk away. And you can be a person that have had numerous of friends growing up, get-togethers with your family constantly, maybe weekly or monthly, hanging out with a certain family member on a continuous basis or a daily basis. But sometimes you outgrow everyone. And you start to go in a direction that they're not trying to go in, or they don't have to go in. And then what they tend to do is they tend to downplay you because you're trying to go in a different direction. They make you feel like you are changing. No, you're not changing. They're changing. They haven't changed. That's what it is. They're not trying to change. Do not let people or allow people to make you feel bad because you want to change or make a difference in your life. And that's what this topic is about. People are seasons in your life. We have different seasons in our world, in society, in our lives. You know, we have spring, summer, winter, and fall. Those are the seasons. They come and they go. And then some states don't even have seasons. Like I'm here in South Florida, we don't have seasons. We have summer. We have spring and summer. We may have some fall, but we definitely don't have a winter. And the winter will come probably maybe a couple weeks in January and February, and that's it. And then we don't have fall because we don't have changing leaves and the leaves, you know, turning different colors, because now we're going into spring. Are we going into winter? We don't have that. We just really have, we're a warm climate. That's it. So sometimes people coming in your life may not have the seasons to be in your life for a long period of time. And you have to be okay with that. Because you'll probably start feeling like, wow, you know, all my friends that I grew up with, they're not a part of my life. I don't see them anymore. I don't hear from them anymore. And then when they don't come around, you start to feel like, well, is it you? Like, is it me? Am I the problem? Am I the drama where everyone is leaving or moving on? No, it's not you at all. God has a way of setting things up for you to understand that these people don't need to be in your life. That season is up for them, and you definitely need to be okay with that. I experienced that on several seasons of friends and family. Yes, family. Because family is a part of this too. Because they're your family doesn't mean they are family. They was born in your life, in your family. We can't choose who our family members are. We can't even choose who our parents are. We can't even choose who our kids are. Because my son, I have chose to let the seasons run out with him. My siblings, I have chose to let the seasons run out with certain siblings that I don't choose to be around because I see that they are not in a position to be around me and I don't feel safe around them. I chose to let the seasons run out with certain friends because I don't feel there's no loyalty and I don't feel safe. If there is no loyalty, you can't feel safe. You really can't feel safe if you are around people that has no loyalty for you, because that means they'll do anything for themselves, even if it means to harm you or put you in harm's way, where it's going to benefit them at the end. They don't care if it hurts you. They don't care if it bothers you. They're only in for themselves. And you can't be around people like that. So to me, their seasons have run out. There's no more seasons. And definitely for all the young people out there, if you are around your friends from high school and you are thick as thieves in school and you just been, you know, hanging with each other from the time you met each other in junior high all the way up to even college, and things starts to change when you either graduate college or one of you all decides to get married and start a family and things change, then you'll start seeing who is really there for you in terms of the loyalty, in terms of the support, in terms of the friends, what a real friend is. Everybody is not supposed to be, and I'm not going to say supposed to be, everybody is not going to be loyal to you. And some people don't know how to be loyal because they have not had loyalty done to them, so they don't know how to reciprocate it. And that's okay, but you need to start understanding what you want in your space. And what in a friend, in a family, in an associate, in a business partner, in a coworker, in a neighbor, you have to know what you want around you. You really do. Because, for example, with me, I'm career and business driven. So that means I have a career and I have a business, okay? And I've been doing it for a very long time. Very long time. And with my career, I have come close with quite a few of my career associates that work alongside of me. And you would think that you've been working with them for so long, you have developed this friendship with them. That's what it appears to be while you are working alongside of them or vice versa. But when you either excel the letter and move on to another position in your career or vice versa, and you're the only one reaching out and they're not trying to reach out, that should tell you something right there. They're not trying to reach out. It was only for a season. Only for a season. I've had work associates that retired. And once they retired, the friendship retired. The friendship that appeared to be a friendship, it retired. And then when you reach out to them and they talk to you and you tell them, because I'm very transparent and I'm very open. And when I see things, I have to speak on it, not maliciously, but very kindly and very respectful. But it is to let them know, like, hey, I haven't heard from you since you retired. So I guess the friendship that appeared to be a friendship retired along with your retirement. No, I didn't retire from our friendship. Okay, well, the last time I heard from you was almost 3 years ago. And the only reason the phone call was made was because that person came across my mind. And normally when people just appear across my mind, I have a tendency of calling them just to make sure that they're okay. I have a gift to feel people's emotions and feel people's pain. I don't know why God gave me that gift, but that's the gift I have. And then I get the vision of that person just coming across my mind. So I'll call them. And those were their comments of, no, I didn't retire the friendship. And I said, really? I said, the last time I heard from you was probably 3 years ago. So how is that not a sign of retirement? We get to talking and I asked, how was your dad? And she said, my dad passed away a year ago. Okay, so that lets me know that the friendship did retire. So why I didn't get a call to let me know that the dad had passed away. So that right there had explained exactly what this topic is about. Some people are seasons. Some people seasoned to let you know that whatever appeared to be a friendship, it really isn't. Some people do things for that moment because they're living in that moment. And I talked about this in my last episode about having inner peace. And some people do that. They create inner peace by keeping you in their world and in their life only to benefit them. And it's not reciprocated. So they're living in the moment only with you because of what you bring to them. And I'm the type of person where I bring peace, I bring calm, I bring happiness, I bring fun, I bring excitement, I bring ideas. So you have to be very careful with who claims to be your friend. Now, my other example, and I hope this helps you all, my other example is family members. You got to be careful with family members because you feel like you are obligated to be around them, and you're not. You're not obligated to be around them because they're your family. I have a brother that is so superficial, so fake. He is, first of all, a male chauvinist. He don't like women. He don't like women in power. He don't like women in power. He don't like women that are successful. He don't like women that has a mind for themselves. And he don't like black women. He got all these black sisters and he don't like black women. And he makes it known that he don't like black women. He's not going to say it verbally verbatim that I don't like black women. He'll say subliminally and insulting words about black women. But me, the way I am, I'm very observant and I sit back and I let people talk. I don't talk over them. I just let them talk so that I can hear who they are and where they're coming from. So he does not like black women and he don't like black women that are dependent, that are independent. Scratch that. Independent. If you're dependent, you got his attention because now he wants to be the conqueror. So because I come from a big family, I have 5 sisters and 6 brothers. And he has bumped heads with all the sisters because of his mentality. But there are a few sisters that he can manipulate to bring into their web, and I'm not one of them. And then my other sisters, who's 6 years older than me, she's not one of them. But my eldest sister, she falls for that. Then I have another sister that fall. I have three sisters that falls for it, to be honest. Until he really pisses them off, and then they just really cuss him out and tell him where to go. But I don't even allow him to, you know, ruffle my feathers for him to piss me off, because I already know what type of person he is. So guess what I do, beautiful faces? I don't go around him. I don't go around him. If I see him around, if he comes around the family, I will greet him, but I'll just move away, because I know he's going to start talking about something that is going to be inappropriate. He don't care who is over there, and something that is going to be very demeaning of women, very demeaning of black people, because he don't like black people too. Because one, he's very, very light skinned, very high yellow. And so in his mind, he thinks he has a pass, and he don't. So this is what I'm saying about having certain family members in your space, in your life, for just a season. And honestly, he's not a seasoned family member. He is I won't even say holiday family member, because honestly, he don't even really come around during the holidays, because he's that type of person. One other issue he has that because I can't speak for everyone else, I'm speaking for myself, he is a diehard Megamite. Yes, he will lick Trump's butt up and down, inside out. He don't have a virgin butthole when it comes to Trump. So that's another thing that I cannot deal with him. Now, I have an oldest sister who shocked me in the past year with the passing of her son, her adult son, and it doesn't have anything to do with the son. It has to do with things that we started understanding. Well, I'm speaking on myself, that I'm understanding who she is, and she has shown me to be a liar and no loyalty. And I cannot be around that. I'm pretty sure a lot of you who's listening to this have heard the whole Cat Williams, therapy session on Shay Shay Club with Shannon Sharp and the other one with Willie D. And I'm saying it's a therapy session because he was speaking his truth. And so he's telling you all that certain people cannot be in his circle because they are seasoned people and there's no loyalty. And that's the same thing when it comes to family, friends, co-workers, neighbors, business partners, your immediate comedians or musicians or industry folks that you do business with, that you come across on a daily basis, them as well. And he made a comment, and I'm speaking on Cat Williams, he made a comment that liars and losers cannot be winners. They cannot. You cannot allow that. And you cannot have those people in your circle. You cannot have those people in your life, because they're going to drain you. Stress is contagious. It really is. Negativity is contagious. It really is. If you're around a person and this person is always talking negative about everybody and everything, if you're around a person and they're always talking about the same thing over and over and over in their life, and their life is this and their life is that, but nothing has changed, like, what are you to do? And all of that they're dumping on you over and over again, it's draining. So then when you don't respond to it, they feel like you're ignoring them, and then they disappear. Good. Poof, be gone. Remember, these people are seasoned. ED. That means it's up. You don't want them around you. And the only time that you would deal with them is at your time only. You can choose a time that you want to deal with them and how long you want to deal with them. But if you don't want to deal with them at all, you don't have to. Another thing is your neighbors. Your neighbors. You have to be very careful with them as well, because I know sometimes you can get very close to your neighbors, and you know, because you live across the street from them, or you live next door to them, or you all live in the same community on the same block, and everybody is just looking out for each other. But you have to be careful with who you think is your neighbor. Be careful. You know a real neighbor when you know. You know when you know. And you can feel it. Be careful with that. And be careful who in your neighborhood, who you bring in your home. Be careful with that too. Pay attention to your surroundings of people who you are communicating, associating with, and who you think are your friends. That's what it's appearing to be, your friends, but it's not. And the minute they show you who they are, believe it. The minute they try to change the narrative of something they said or something they did, don't believe it, because you already showed, they already showed you who they are. They could try to rewrite the narrative. They could try to rewrite the story all day, but the story has already been told the very first time. When you see that, believe it. And that is going to let you know you've been seasoned. I can't have you around. If you want to tell them, definitely speak on whatever was done to you and you didn't approve of it, or you felt some type of way of it. And if they tell you something about you being sensitive, or that's not what I meant, or you know, you're taking it the wrong way. No, I'm not taking it the wrong way, because you gave it to me the right way. You gave it to me with a straight face and a straight voice, if I wasn't in person or if I was over the phone with you. I took it your way. That's the way I took it. So pay attention to that. And my last one is business partners. If you're going into business with people, if you're going into business with people who you don't know, be careful with who you bring in your circle about discussing business information or business ideas or venture. Be careful with that. We have become so easily acceptance of meeting people and bringing them in our circle because we're so eager to become successful. We don't even understand what we're doing. We're becoming desperate to be successful and don't even understand that all of us are successful. Don't even understand the success level that we are on. If you're able to listen to this podcast on your cell phone or on your device, laptop, desktop, baby, you're successful, because you're able to listen to it to its entirety and to the end. So you have succeeded by listening to this podcast. That's what success is for me. But if you are trying to do all of the things that you think you're supposed to do based on social media, and you're connecting yourself with people who you don't know, or listening to people who are influencing you to do certain things that you have not done your own research, you are going to put yourself in a position that is not going to be good. So we're going to talk about understanding how to season a business partner. Understand who you're doing business with. Pay attention to what they want to do. Pay attention to the ego. Pay attention to the authoritative personality, feeling like they always got the voice and always want to be in charge, always want to be the one in the center of attention. Pay attention to that. And then also pay attention to them not saying anything, because you got some people that that's quiet as a mouse, but the whole time they just hearing you out and taking notes and uploading it to their brain, which is their database. So you best believe you got to watch both. You got to pay attention to the one that's making all the noise, and then you got to pay attention to the one that's not talking at all, that's not making no noise. Now, I can say you can give the benefit of the doubt to the person that is offering information, that is engaging in conversation with you, and when it comes to the business and taking notes and then agreeing to some of the things that you want to do, and vice versa. So I will give that person the benefit of the doubt, but you still want to keep your eyes open. Why I say this? Because I have seen, including myself, so many people get burned with either their business partner or the people that they're hiring in their business. And those people they're hiring in their business are supposed to be friends that are appearing to be friends, and it just explodes because there's no loyalty. There's that word again. There's no loyalty. So these people are seasoned once you see that. So for example, I had a business where me and a friend, we were going to do these, what they call First Fridays, you know, back in the day. They probably still do them now, but I don't hear too much about them. But we were going to do a First Friday every month, of course. And we were going to do them in different locations and different venues. So we decided to kick off the first one in a hotel in this area here in Miami called Miami Lakes. And the name of the venue is Don Shula Hotel. Don Shula was the coach of the Miami Dolphins. A really nice area, really nice hotel. And it's still there to this day. And the person that I was doing this business with, we decided on what our duties were. They were supposed to market to get so many people to come. I was supposed to market to get so many people to come. And there was some other things that we were supposed to do. Can I tell you she didn't do nothing? Can I tell you all she did was come there and try to boss everybody around? Can I tell you she didn't sell one ticket? Because she told me that she didn't have the time to sell the ticket because she was too busy, you know, working on the flyers, everything else that she made an excuse for. She didn't sell not one ticket. She didn't invite one person. Everybody that was there was from me and other people that invited other people, that told other people about the event. That was the worst night. It was the first and last time. And we have been friends for years, so I thought. We remained friends, but we didn't remain business partners, because I told her, no, we can't do business together, because you don't understand what the concept of a business partner is. You can't put everything on my plate when we decided on what everybody was supposed to do. So she was seasoned and moved out of my circle as a business partner. So definitely be careful with all of this. You got to know, who do you want in your circle? Who belongs in your life long term? Because I do have people that I haven't heard from in a very long time, and I can talk to them all day. Doesn't mean they have to be in my life every day, but they're still in my life because they bring me joy. They bring me comfort. They bring me happiness. Those are the people that you want around you. I don't have to be with them every day, though. I don't have to talk to them every day. But when I talk to them, that's what they bring me. When they hear about something, they call me and let me know, hey, Sonny, if you're not doing anything, there's this meditation event going on, or there's this walk going on, or there's this event, you know, going on, whatever. It's something that they know that we are on the same frequency. They're going to put me on it. They're not on your frequency. You have to shut off your You have to shut off your breaker. Because if you don't shut your breaker off with those type of people, they're going to make it trip. And that's for sure. All right, beautiful faces. That's it. That's all I have to say. I hope this helps. Remember, everybody is a season in your life. Don't feel bad if you don't see your friends who you haven't seen in a long time. Don't feel bad if all of a sudden they stop talking to you, they stop calling, and you're like, wow, I haven't heard from this person in a long time. Good. They did you a favor. They did you a big favor because you thought that you all were friends. No, you're not. You probably were the friend, but they wasn't. So they did you a big favor. Thank you. Tell them thank you in your mind. Thank you. So beautiful faces, have a beautiful day. Have a sunny day. Continue to have hope. And that's holding on to positive energy. Do not let anybody come in your life and disrupt it. Remember the last episode. Have inner peace within yourself. All right? So until the next episode, you'll hear me then. Have a sunny day. Today's episode was brought to you by Fashion Reboot, a sustainable online boutique specializing in vintage, retro, modern day brands and unique styles. Have you visited them yet? If not, visit them at fashionreboot.store.